Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie. Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi, this is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yes. Do you do something like that too? Do you give yourself like a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Carrie. I when I get up, I say a prayer, and I call it a affirmation self talk, and I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it, and I'm talking to myself. I'm kind of boasting myself up for the day, and yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first. This is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think we always have to remind ourselves and others, you know, take some time. And usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still. And like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different. You know, whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I've forgotten
right.
Whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yes.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, rah, rah. But we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for at the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you put the you in beautiful, and we're real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way, and up next is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old, and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old, and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old, and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old, and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like, you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, or purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah. I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance was just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel. Because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put, like, a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it. and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all like the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent but it's white, like, help me out here. So yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this, it's the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or a photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any product for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
I'm Vaughn of A Swayze Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. What does Thanksgiving, what does the holiday Thanksgiving mean to you?
Oh, that is, it's in the word. Out of all the holidays, that is the one that I would say everything should be. You're giving thanks, so showing appreciation to anything, whether it's people or your own life or just being above ground another day. And then giving, that is, you could be giving thanks. You could be giving food. You could be giving of your time to help somebody else, you know, have a good day or appreciate life. So I think of all the days, Thanksgiving is the best, or it can be the best. But for me, I really do focus on the actual word, thanks and giving.
Oh, wow. Perfect, Mary. Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. And also, Mary makes an amazing contribution to 10 Things That You Didn't Know, of course, with Mary Reed Johnson right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary, happy holidays. And to all of you, stay with us.
Happy holidays.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate, and you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree, and I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, want to kind of touch on some of these incredible developments in the road of the road to healthy hair, but in a way it is. We're talking about right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, there's so many developments, and we kind of wanted to just get everybody together with the two superstars of our broadcast. We have a few, but two of our four superstars that we say who join me every day. Nicole Marie from Outer Water Valley, of course, and Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania. So, listen, let's jump on in. First, the online community. This is something that I'm really trying to get across to all of our fans, how important it is to sign up and become a member. First, what can we tell folks about what the Hair Radio online community is all about? Anybody, Nicole Marie, you want to take a stab? Just share with everybody on what the what I call the HOC, H-O-C, is all about.
Oh, yes. Well, the online community is a place for you to find out additional information about the show, to find additional stories, and just connect, basically. Just connect with those of us on the show, with other people that are also in the community, to just further educate just about the show and about just what is going on. at Hair Radio. Yeah,
exactly. So what you want to do is first go to our website. If you are not a member, or if you are a member, either way, go to www.hairadio.com. So if you notice, I only mentioned one R. There's only one R in the middle between like hair on your head and radio that you listen to. So again, go to www.hairadio.com. And once you go there, there's a big old members tab. Click on that. If you're already a member, it'll show you some of the other faces of folks who are also members. If you are not a member, it'll ask if you wish to sign up. And again, it's free. So I should have led in with that, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins. It's free.
Oh, yeah, that's the magic four-letter word, Carrie Hines.
Oh, yeah.
Magic four-letter word, Nicole Marie.
Yeah. Yes, it is free. S-R-E-E. So that's important. And if you just want to read some of the incredible content that we have there, we have all kinds of posts and things like that. There's a big old blue button that is, as soon as you go to hairradio.com, you'll see the big tab that says Read Posts. Click on that. And there, once you click on that, it'll bring you to a whole list of what we call categories. But they're better known as group pages for different folks that you'll find on our network. I have the Hair Radio Morning Show there, which is the first group page or category that you'll see at the top. And then under that is the Vet Talk Radio Show and with Michael Hopkins, whom you hear on the line with us at this time, a general discussion category or group page as well that has a lot to share. And we've got natural hair. We've got a lot, questions and answers. We have all kinds of amazing categories. And Nicole Marie, you helped to head up host chat and so many other wonderful things. So I'm super excited about all of this. And it's so much to help keep you informed and educated. So there are videos there. There's all kinds of content, radio shows. We could play them there. There's a lot of stuff going on there. So do take time and familiarize yourselves. So I kind of like to always remind people about the wonderful Hair Radio online community. Again, I call it HOC, you know, for HOC, but it's important. So please,
please,
certainly
folks.
Yes, 100%. And you know, Carrie,
what's that?
You know, I just love it for the veterans to go to my forum because there's so much content there. There a lot of times we do the shows, and I go back and I just piggyback on what we've done, but I expand on it. We're going to be doing questions and answers, and it's just such a fantastic platform. And I would just encourage, if you're a veteran out there and you're trying to find out about the claims and compensation, and you listen to our show, Vet Talk Radio, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Network, I encourage you to go to the forum and check it out.
And that's important because that's an extension of your broadcast. So when you're on, you know, you guys know Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show within a show, Wheelhouse. And so with that being said, Michael, you do all kinds of tie-ins to the content. And whatever it is, we might then send you, the fans, to go and check out what's on the Hair Radio Online community on Michael's Vet Talk group page. And once you go there, I'm going to put surprises there. I have gift giveaways and all kinds of wonderful
things. Fantastic.
So this is going to be
awesome.
Yeah. So incredible content. And Nicole Marie, what about your
yes.
group pages? Tell us a little bit about
yes.
those.
Yes, on my page in Host Chat, you can
find
the Host Chat underneath the forum, and you can find a lot of content about girl power. I do the girl power spotlight, and you will see the different individuals that have been spotlighted. And then also, there's just general information that I just like to share, just encouraging people, motivating people, and you can just find just a list of just stories that I have contributed to the Host Chat. So definitely check that out. All about inspiring and motivating and encouraging each other.
I think that's awesome. And I think you're about number six on the list. There's so many on there. There's tons of different categories and things like that. So do check them out. Very, very important fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and all that we're doing, and Vet Talk Radio Show, and, of course, our amazing Host Chat fans as well. So that was a big thing. I wanted to make sure, please, again, go there. And if you have ideas for the Hair Radio online community, please let us know. Again, once you sign up and become a member, you can follow folks. They can follow you. You can share postings and pictures and videos. Just like it's a version of social media for the hair and beauty folks. So we're really, really proud of it. And I also have to say, one of my favorite things to do, and we've done this quite often, Nicole Marie, and that is the Let Your Spirit Soar segment.
Oh, yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I do too. The Let Your Spirit Soar, it's where we get to share some inspirational quotes or something. Remember, we're on early in the morning, from 6 in the morning, you know, the show gets started. The show goes 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And so we're on so early, we want to kind of come in and really give you some strong inspirational words that will help to carry your day, at least get your day kicked off right. So what do you
exactly.
think, guys?
In a positive
yeah.
way, yes.
Oh, very positive way.
I love it. And so, you know, one of my favorite ones that I always share with everybody, and that is what was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today.
Still possible.
So
that's
true.
So true. Oh, I love that.
That
yes,
is
I
my
love
favorite.
That. That's
oh, yeah.
one of my favorites. That's one of
yeah.
my favorites. And that's
yeah.
so true.
Absolutely.
Because the key is you keep pressing on. Maybe you didn't accomplish as much as you wanted to. Maybe you didn't even start yesterday. But guess
exactly.
what? Today is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day.
Exactly.
Take a step and just make it happen.
Make it happen.
It happened.
Yes, it
All
is.
All right, Mariah Carey.
I oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you just caught that. Some of you will get it tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
No, no, I'm just kidding out there. We don't ever anger our fans. We love our fans.
No, no, we don't.
We love them.
Exactly. Yes. And
yes,
we thank
them.
You so much. Yeah, and speaking of which, we got to take a moment and always acknowledge the fans of the show. You guys are why we do this every day. And so I want to welcome our new fans that are out there today. A lot of folks, this is your first time hearing the show. So we thank you for finding us. And, again, we're here 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern and 5 to 8 Central. And for general information, go to hairadio.com about the show. We have a page there and all kinds of information. So real happy about that. Also, I want to kind of make sure folks have heard this. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but you've heard of this word, carapy. I don't know if you know what that's all about.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely heard of carapy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael, why don't you take it away? What can you tell us, Michael Hopkins? And tell us a little bit about your distribution business. We'd love to hear.
Oh, yes. I have total enjoyment with my Carefree distribution. And I'm just so looking forward to it. And it's VTR Distributors. And the reason why I'm looking forward to it, it's a new chapter in my life. Never in my wildest dreams did I think about being in the hair and beauty industry. I mean, the industry I come from is not like that. Everything is dress right, dress, do this, do that, boom, boom, boom. But I find with therapy and being in the hair and beauty industry is creativity. You know, I can be creative. I can help other people, especially my veterans out there, because a lot of the things that Carefree stands for, I see it can help them. And that's why I'm sold on it. That's why I love it. And I know all I have to do is listen to Mr. Carefree Hines, and things are going to be just great. They're going to be fine.
Oh, yes.
They're going to be just fine.
Well, thank you for that. And Nicole Marie, would you like to share anything about your wonderful distribution company as well?
Sure. Mine is Royalty Distribution, and I am so, so excited to just have the opportunity to just share Carefree with my family, with my friends, with hairstylists, to just address the issues of hair loss and just to focus on healthy hair care regimen. I'm just very excited to be able to support hair professionals and just basically get out and talk with people and educate those that are unaware. I'm very excited about the Carefree product, and I'm just all about education and just sharing it with others. So.
Exactly, and I want you guys out there to know that when we created TAF, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation, which ties into our amazing Carefree products that we are so over the moon about and very excited because, again, Carefree is all about scalp stimulation. That's what starts that hair growth process, and it does so much more. And so we're real happy about that. And we have distributors who are not shy about sharing that. And quite passionate. All of us are passionate about Carefree. And we're very excited. So here's the website for those of you out there. If you are looking to be a Carefree distributor, check in with us. Simply go to www.carefree.com, and let me spell that for you. It's K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. The K-E-R-R is from my first name, Carefree, and A-P-Y is from hair therapy. So definitely, Carefree.com. And then we have everything there. We actually have a Carefree University as well as that's available at the Carefree website.
Yes, we do.
So
you get
full education. Yeah, real
100%.
Happy about that. Yeah, and so if you're interested in being a distributor, our customer service number is 833-402-8882. So, again, it's 833-402-8882, and it's available between 9 in the morning and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can reach us. If it's before or after, you'll have the opportunity to leave a message. And so real excited about everything that's happening. I want to talk a little bit about Upskill Magazine. Of course, we have this incredible partnership with the iconic brand Upskill. And their articles, their pictures, everything is always beautiful and quite colorful. And it's just been amazing to be associated with them. So I'm real happy about that. And
so
what
true,
can you guys, yeah, anything that you want to kind of comment about the incredible upscale brand, Michael Hopkins? You've gotten to know upscale. Nicole Marie, you've gotten to know upscale. What would you guys like to share?
Oh, yes, Carrie. And, you know, you're being a little modest. You know, everybody should know that you were in several places in this last issue of Upscale Magazine. I mean, you know, what you did was just so fantastic. I mean,
it was. Everybody. Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me to hear you say that. The wonderful folks at Upscale Magazine, quite often I will make contributions in terms of graphic contributions as a graphic designer. So I've done quite a few pages for several of their magazines. In fact, the last three or four issues, I think I've been in already with multiple pages. So I'm really excited about it. And I look forward to being in the next issue as well. So I'm super hyped about it. So for more information about Upscale, go to upscalemagazine.com. Again, upscalemagazine.com. Now, with that being said, Nicole Marie, we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Upscale Magazine radio.com website. You see the difference?
Right.
One is just upscalemagazine.com, and the other is upscalemagazineradio.com. And so there we focus on, we play a lot of our classic shows, our recent shows, but we also play some wonderful interviews that you might have missed over at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is really, and the radio network for Upscale, their magazine has inspired the whole network. And that's what we give you. So you've got great music that you'll know and recognize and want to dance to and want to listen to and enjoy. And also some compelling conversations that really move things forward and recognizes the incredible longevity of the Upscale brand. So we just love that you guys are there, and I think you're going to continue to enjoy that. So really good stuff. And, so that's some of the big, big things that I wanted to get out. The other, before we kind of bring it down, is the therapy. We love the Caribbean distributors and all of that. And don't forget, we also have to mention the Caribbean affiliate marketers. So that's important. But on top of all that, don't forget, we have a two big celebrations on the way. We have our 800th broadcast.
Yes. Driving right along to that 800.
Yes. And that'll be mid-December. 800th broadcast, and then and then New Year's Eve, we've got the big nighttime version. That'll be Saturday night, starting at 10 o'clock New York time, 9 o'clock if you're in the Central Time Zone, and we're counting down the New Year's Eve into the new year. So this is going to be fantastic. So
yes,
we're also
so
not
looking
just
forward
in,
to that.
Oh,
yeah, we're
doing
two countdowns. We're doing in New York time or East Coast time, and we're doing one in through our friends up at Hair Radio Canada. So we'll be counting down with them an hour earlier than the East Coast. So that's going to be super, super, super nice. And Samantha's going to help to lead that countdown.
Yeah.
And we've got a long lineup already.
Yes.
We've got a lineup for that show. Our New Year's Eve show is what everybody clamors to be part of. So that's the thing about that. We love it. We have built a wonderful show that folks can stay home, save your money, and be entertained and informed. Get up and dance, and we're going to have a ball.
That's
we're going to be playing some big music. We're going to talk to interesting people.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like we're all at the club. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
We're having our own party.
We're having our own party. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of our champagne, and we're going to have a New Year's Eve toast for those who are not imbibing, we'll have some apple cider. And we will just, some sparkling apple cider. And we're going to just have a blast. That's what this is all about. We've got to have a little fun. We work hard in Hair Radio.
This is true.
Let me tell you how much fun the show is. Now, I do want to say this. We look back at the year at Hair Radio and life in general. So that night, we talk about some of the folks who might not cross over that threshold into the year, but we're going to hope and pray if we're all here and keep on going and as part of God's plan. And then also look towards the future, what's in store, and talk about resolutions and just some of the amazing highlights from Hair Radio over this year. So it's going to be quite nice. We've got, like I said, different folks co-hosting at different times. We've got some who'll be co-hosting. We'll put up the schedule that are going to start the show at 10, and then others will be kicking in, you know, as we move the show throughout the night. And then also, we got some surprise guests. And because it's the 50th year of hip-hop music, we're doing, and that's what we're celebrating this year, so we are doing a special dedication to the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And we've got two up-and-coming rap artists to introduce you guys to that are going to carry on that tradition and tell us why this is so important. So,
I'm definitely looking forward to that, Karen.
Do we not
Nicole
go
Marie.
In?
Oh, yeah.
So,
we go all
do,
the way
oh,
in.
Oh,
yeah.
We go way in on these
want
things.
To
visit. No. Yes. And then on the hair talk side, we're going to talk to our own residential hair folks who are going to be talking about what they foresee in the industry. There's a lot of changes on the way, as you guys have been following the news. And we're going to talk with them about that as we move into this new year. And then also, on a lighter side, I want to cover some of the music that and talk about some of the music that has been so important to us. So I think that's going to be really great.
Oh, yeah,
it really
is.
Yes. So really good stuff. So we're really on point with everything, and I'm so excited for all of us. So this is going to be a great
yeah,
time.
I'm excited too. I get to get my rap on, old school and new school.
Well, yes, and I want to say this, we're not only playing rap music, we will be making a dedication to the hip-hop community, so that's going to be really exciting.
Great.
We got to get, for those who are our dance heads, we're going to have the, you know, this is the time to get up on that table.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I am bringing out my platform shoes and also my big Afro wig. I'm going back to the 70s.
Oh, you got it, Michael. You're going to be fabulous.
Uh-oh.
Make sure and take a picture for all of us. And,
we'll
do. We're going to have a great time. Okay. And so there'll be lots of content, a lot of new stuff that you'll hear that night and special surprise guests. And we're just going to have a good time. I'm super excited about it. When we're going to be putting out the banners probably between now and the weekend, and you guys are just going to have a great time. So this is really the beginning of quite a bit to come. So I'm real happy about it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And then we've got a lot of new folks who are joining us on this incredible journey at Hair Radio. And I'm so excited. I really am. These are folks who, their whole lives, they've wanted to accomplish something great and be on the broadcasting, you know, beat, if you will. And I think they're going to be just that. So I think this is going to help them so much. And it's going to help you guys, too. We're going to talk a little bit more as we move along about these wonderful additions to the Hair Radio morning show and so much more. So that's kind of – this was more so like our – we call three mics, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And I'm just so excited. Yeah, we get a chance to share updates. We get a chance to do, you know, kind of talk about different things that really make a difference. They do. They make a difference to you guys out there. They make a difference to me.
They do, yes.
Yes. And before we go, I just want to remind everybody from this particular Three Mics chat is that we have, for men, because people always say, well, Caripi, isn't that for women? Well, the Caripi shampoo and conditioner is for everybody. It is a hair loss prevention system, so it's a hair growth system. I want to clearly say that. And we separately have a Caripi beard oil for the fellas. So I just coincidentally, you know, it's all under our Caripi banner. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear. That's it. All right, guys. Nicole Marie,
awesome.
Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. We've got a lot more this morning to talk about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So stay with
right.
us, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Yes, my name is Angela Clark. I am the owner of Clark VO Services, and it is a voiceover company. So it is. It started out with just my voice, but I am an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and so that was the reason why, from the very beginning, we chose to create Clark VO Services rather than just promoting Angela Clark, voice artist, because it has always been my goal to be able to work with other voice artists and build a business that was established enough to offer more than just my voice. So that is actually the next phase of my business. Now that I've established myself really well as a voice artist, you know, I work with companies all around the world, Singapore, and India. I work with clients from those countries actually on a daily basis.
Wow.
I work with literally around the world. It is just exciting. I love working with clients from around the globe, big, little, mom and pop businesses to corporate, you know, corporations. It is just every day is a brand new adventure, you know, and like I said, originally it was just my voice. I've established that mm-hmm. pretty well, so the next phase is to add more voice talent to the company, which is, you know, something we're super excited about here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here today because there are a couple things I also wanted to mention that you are also in the hair world, at least you've made a big, big splash in the hair world, literally, and you've
yes.
you've done some great things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too. We really are, but I don't want to gloss over this because you said Clark VO Services. That's the name of the business
mm-hmm.
for the voiceover work, and so
yes.
this is helpful to folks. You know, just in mentioning that you were going to be on our show, you know, I'm talking to folks and just saying, you know, Angela's coming to the show. I was so excited, you know, and they're like, can I have Angela do something for me? I need her to do a voice thing for us too. I said, okay, I'll pass that along. And that's really a true story. So this is really
that
nice.
Is-
right? Does this happen?
Yeah,
like
that is how I grow, Carrie. Yep. Yep.
Aww.
That is really how we grow, is happy clients, spreading the word, you know, like any business, like the hair business for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's how you grow your clientele. One happy client spreads the word. It's the same thing for me. Happy clients
wow.
spread the word. So
wow. Well, now I
and,
want...
you know,
yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we are on, of course, there's clarkvoservices.com, but
yeah.
I am on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Twitter is, you can Google my name and you'll find it. clarkvoservices.com has the links to all
awesome.
Of our social
that's
media pages.
Fine.
So that's the easiest way.
Too. Yes, it can come.
Yeah, and YouTube is always a really fun place too, Carrie. I post on YouTube project clips. I love to advertise my clientele, so as long as they let me, I will spread the word for their business as well. You know, I'm in promoting myself, I promote them. I love to go hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
And of course I do lots of character work as well. So I always post that kind of stuff. So my YouTube channel is, informative and somewhat hilarious at times, but we have a lot
yeah.
of fun on YouTube.
Well, speaking of which, you also do something where our fans over on when we have our 24-hour hairradio.com playing, we often will dig up some of your old podcasts, and I hope you continue with it because we just love it so much where you are sharing all kinds of advice and just talking to people about little different doobie-dabs and things. And I just found it very intriguing. So please, when you put together some new things or want to dig up any more, please feel free to do so we can get them on out there across. Because since we've last worked together, we are now also shouting out the folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio. They're on 24/7 with their own wonderful format, and we're so proud and excited. So you get to play everywhere. So, yes, you absolutely
that
do.
That is awesome. I started that podcast because I, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I have that entrepreneurial spirit, and I love to teach people about building business. You know, once you have those skills, whatever business you decide to build, the skills apply. And so that podcast was a great, I ended up teaching, I'm teaching a class that is for voice artists right now. But my subject is those business skills that they need to build this, to build this business. And so that's really where the podcast came from, is just passing out those skills to other people with that same entrepreneurial spirit. So, I'll have to let you know when we add more content to that.
Yes, please do. I really mean that. That is huge for us. Also, now listen, we mentioned at the top of this that you were a salon owner. So I got to talk a little bit about that. So so tell us about your career in the hair industry. You know, you came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to talk about it.
That's right. That is why you are so near and dear to my heart. I did start out as a hair salon owner. I went to beauty school at 30 years of age, Carrie, because I had all intentions of, I went to beauty school to get my license to be a salon owner. I never had any intention of always working for somebody else. It was always to be an owner, and I just needed license to do that.
Wow.
And I had everybody tell me that you could not do that. You needed to work for somebody for a good 10 years, and then you needed to, you know, slowly move into that. But I knew how to operate
a
business.
Well, you're a smart lady. You're a very savvy cookie. You know, you really
I knew that that my business would be built on me being a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, and giving my stylist the absolute best place to work. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania. So we are not allowed to do booth rental. So every girl that worked in my shop,
the
same way. Okay, so every stylist that worked for me literally worked for me. They were my employees. And so it was always my goal to make my salon the absolute best place for them. as a business owner, I always took that very personally. Like, I wanted my stylist to be so happy in my shop that they never wanted to go anywhere else. Because as a salon owner, you know, the hardest part is it's so destructive to a business when your stylist, you put all that money and effort and time into building their clientele, and then they take it and go somewhere else.
So exactly,
you know, that's destructive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can honestly say my employees loved working for me because I always put their needs first. You know,
wow.
I would, if they, anything within reason, if they wanted to try it, you know, I would figure out a way that we would try that. And sometimes that made the shop money and sometimes it didn't. But overall, I had employees that literally would not go anywhere else. I was comfortable with that. I knew that I could go on vacation and feel that the shop was just fine. I have this theory, as any business owner should have for their business, but I always trained my stylist I wanted to be able to walk away. I wanted to be able to walk away for a time and feel comfortable enough that the shop was going to run on its own. So 99% of the things that I did as a business owner, in combination with all the employees, it could literally be taken care of without me. And I thought, I did that on purpose because I thought it was my responsibility to myself and my family if something would happen to me and I'd be in the hospital or, you know, sick and couldn't come in. I wanted the shop to still be able to run itself. And so I don't think they even realized it, but between all of them, they could completely run the business. And that was, I encourage every owner, set yourself up that way. So it is not totally 100% dependent on you. Don't carry that burden. Business ownership is hard enough. You know, don't have all that weight on yourself.
You know what? I'm going
to there's my preaching
take
moment.
That to heart. Because I felt like you were delivering that message right to Karen.
I will pass the offering plate around when I'm done.
Well, then I'm going to stick my hand in there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, I really have to say that is the best advice. And I'll tell you something else. You know that I've done thousands of interviews. This is not a secret. But what amazes me is in all of those interviews that I've done, I could literally count on one hand how many times someone has told me about their employees. It is so rare that they have even acknowledged their employees. I'm telling you, I wish I were making this up. I already know that what you're telling me is a 100% big fact, that it's got to be exactly what you said, because you apparently did create an environment like that, because you talked about your employees longer than you talked about anything else. So that's...
Because my employees were my business.
I love it. I love it.
Your employees build your business. And I know that it's not how everybody thinks about ownership. I know that's not the first thing they think of. And I know that I set the environment, right? In my salon, the environment was my attitude and my personality. That is the biggest thing that we bring to our salon as a salon owner. We set the environment, and we set the mood, we set the tone, right? So it is naturally, when I was there, you have to turn yourself on, right? You love people. You love your clients. You love your employees. You have a smile on your face. You're not fake, but because people know that. They know when you're fake. But you have a general sense of, this is my business. And I appreciate and love the people that enter here, whether they work for me or they are a customer of mine. And every single person will genuinely feel that. So when you care about the people that work for you, they care about you. I really had very few, once I realized that, Carrie, I mean, once I learned to really put their needs first and to care about them as an individual, to care about their families, they knew that. They knew that I cared about their children and their spouses and their boyfriends or whatever, their partners. They knew I cared about them as a person. They were the most loyal employees anybody could ask for. And with that, they refer other people. They're like, you know what? You need to come work for Angela. It is the best place you can ever think of working. And that's why the business grew to I'm in a small town, right? I'm in a small town in central Pennsylvania, and it was the largest salon in the area.
Wow.
And I made a very happy, healthy income from that salon. At one point, we had one salon with four locations.
Wow. Incredible.
And I just was a girl who knew how to appreciate people, had a strong sense of entrepreneurial skills and drive, and went to school and got my license because I wanted to put that into being a salon owner.
Wow. Well, I say this, and I really mean it. And when I said that you are very smart, very savvy, very sophisticated, you know how to, you know, you use a lot of just plain common sense type stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And you have a good personality, and you kind of figured out, because that's really what's at the core of entrepreneurship. I really believe that, you know, and you let your personality drive your business, and that, and you really figured it out. And I'm paying even more close attention than I think I've ever paid attention to anybody because I love the advice. And sometimes,
hey, you
know,
love and respect others and you give your best, Carrie. It doesn't matter what business it is. Those two things lead you to success.
You know what? I think you were right on time this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Literally. I really mean that. And it means a great deal. So, okay, now here's the question. Who poured this into you? How did you learn all this? Because this is not something that is just going to be a natural thing. How did you get inspired?
Oh, Carrie, I'll tell you what. that is such a loaded question. My husband and I both come from very poor backgrounds. Both of us, you know, we both grew up, rural settings, you know, no college educations in our families, no college education for us. You know, we both felt like at some point you have to break that cycle of poverty and that poverty thinking. And we both decided that we were going to scratch and claw our way out. And we decided that we were going to find mentors. We were going to find mentors, like people that had a successful marriage. We were going to find people that were awesome parents, that had the children to show for it, right? Oh, but just because you have a successful marriage does not mean you're a super awesome parent or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we found those. And then we found people that were successful in business. And some of those people, I mean, we literally had to just beg them to just spend a couple of minutes with or become in some kind of servant position. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I anything to spend time with you, to be near you, whether I had to outright tell them that or just somehow put myself in their circles. But I targeted people that I wanted to learn from. And I took every opportunity I could to be around them. And then lastly, honestly, is reading. We studied and studied everything, marriage books, parenting books,
business book. You know, we studied hard and we were broke for years.
Oh.
But we did work our way out of that. You know, my husband and I, we were 17 when we got married.
Oh, my.
We were just
wow.
kids.
Wow.
We were literally kids, and we knew that we didn't want to, we just didn't want to live in that poverty anymore. And
wow.
there's just, we knew that our parents loved us. We were never unloved. We knew that we were loved, but we knew that they couldn't help us because they only knew what they knew. And so we decided we had to go beyond that. We had to get out of how we were living and do better for our children and change their lives. And in that process, you know, our children have no idea. Our two older ones do. Our older children, we have our daughter's 26, our son is 25, and then we have a daughter who is 20.
Oh,
the 26-year-old and the 25-year-old, they can remember remember being poor, Carrie. They can remember the, you know, you have this much money to get all of your clothes. Let's see, how can we do that? You know, they can remember
wow.
that. The youngest one does not. She has grown up in a totally different environment. We always say the youngest or the two oldest, they remember building businesses and being broke building a business. And the youngest one, she just remembers the success of the businesses.
Well, I always say there's a benefit in both sides.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
It really is.
I think we might have scared business ownership out of the first two.
Okay. I hear you. Well,
we might have scared it right out of them.
You've got to tell us your husband's first name. We got to at least be able to shout him out this morning.
Oh, he is my best friend, of course, the love of my life. His name is Josh.
Josh, okay. We're shouting out Josh.
He is my partner in everything. You know, he does do voiceover a little bit with me. But in every business that I have ever done, we tackle it hand in hand, for sure, whether he is seen or not. Even at the salon, we always called the salon our family farm because,
wow.
you know, my husband was the guy that helped me with my books, and he was the repairman, and he was the guy that would paint, and he was the guy, you know, he was like, even all of my employees, you know, they knew we ran the business together. Even if
wow.
he wasn't there on a daily basis, we absolutely run all of our businesses. We run them together.
You know what? You guys, you just have it. You have it together. You know what I mean? However you got there, you know, maybe if you had all those, you didn't have such humble beginnings or you didn't have things, you might be different people and your whole lives would be different. I just think
yep.
That you guys are just remarkable. I love your story. I'm just blown away.
Thank
this
you.
I really didn't expect Angela. You could knock me over. You knocked me over literally out of my chair. Here. I had. No
I told
idea.
You those were loaded questions.
I had no idea. You know, this is why it is so important. It is so important to share everybody's stories. Or you know, to share
yeah.
each story from each person because everybody does have a story to tell, and I can totally relate to what you say, and you are going to connect with so many people who are out there and listening to you right now with this, and I just think it's incredible. So we've got to remind everybody the name of your business again and how they can catch up with you because I think your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook. I think the people are going to be contacting you for voiceover work to help their businesses grow. And all that wonderful good stuff. So tell everybody again how they can catch up with you.
Well, my name is Angela Clark. You can always Google Angela Clark, voice artist.
But my website is clarkvoservices.com. And if you go to the website, it will direct you to my social media pages. You can message me on the website. You can email me. I'm pretty easy to get in contact with. So any way that you're comfortable, you go ahead and reach out.
Yes. And, of course, you can always connect to Angela right here through her family at the Hair Radio Show.
That's
now,
right.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, I have to say, one of my favorite voiceover announcements of Angela's that we play here all the time, and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this announcement. I've had so many guests who've been on our show, and they always reference it, and it goes something like this, and I can't do Angela's, where Angela has her own thing. Let me just say that, her own special gift that that we just so appreciate here. But it cracked me up because the ending says, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what it says.
Oh, so I don't even remember doing that one. That is so awesome. I'm going to have to listen for that one. I love it.
It is just one of my favorites. And so many people.
Oh, that is so cool.
About it. So really good.
Your commercials
stuff.
And announcements are so much fun to do.
Well, listen, I have just thoroughly enjoyed them here. So now what's next for you and the company?
Well, so I got to a point with Clark VO Services where it was actually costing me money to leave the house and go to the salon. So yeah. I did have to decide at some point, which one I was going to really put my head down and dig into because, I made a good living at the salon.
Right.
And I loved my clientele and I loved my stylist that worked with me and we were like a family there. So it was a lot of tears, but I knew I was making the right decision. But, as of June 1st this year, I had approached one of my stylists and asked if she would be interested in taking over my baby. And, she, of course, we both cried, I think for weeks, we cried and laughed and hugged and whatever, but, she took over the shop and,
wow.
I have decided, as of June 1st, I just own Clark VO Services. I am no longer the owner of the Swirl Shop Salon. It is enough. I really, from a business perspective, my husband and I were doing the books and he's like, babe, it's time. It's time that you hand that shop over to somebody else and commit fully. We got to the point where I was not going to sell the salon and then hope to meet my income goals. It had to be solid. So we decided that before I was even going to think about selling the salon, I would double the income that I was making at the salon.
Wow.
And, when we hit that point, it was time. So that's where we're at. And June was a kind of a recovery month. I did my daily work and left the studio and enjoyed time with my kids and my grandchildren and really just relished the fact that I could take some time off and recuperate. And my husband took me out of town several times just to get away. And we, I felt like I kind of licked my wounds and healed a little bit. But we have goals. We have a lot of goals for a voiceover business. And now I'm kind of getting back into these are our goals. This is where we grow from here. I want to add some more voice artists to the roster for Clark VO Services. So I'm working with other artists. And, I think that's the next step for us. I love this business.
Yes, and I was about to tell you, speaking of that, it's the perfect partner, what you're doing, with where we are now in terms of technology and the whole world of podcasts. So your business work in tandem with, you know, with the whole thing on podcasts and everything else that's happening. So I think you're, you know, you have really positioned yourself incredibly well. And I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I really, I mean, I love it. And, you know, I was just, because I told you I teach a class, you know, voice artists. I teach them business perspectives. And, you know, I was just telling them the other day, think about what we do. We change the world.
Yes.
I love the fact that I get to help you grow your business.
Yes.
I feel like, yes, it's my voice out there, but I'm like a silent partner. You know, I create ads for you, or sometimes it's just I do voicemail for oh, there was this great small business, Dove's Dog Training. Oh, look them up. They are a great business.
My.
And, you know, I just did their voicemail for them.
Wow.
So I love being a part of growing that family-owned business. You know, I feel like, and then I get to promote them on social media. And, of course, then we follow each other. And when they post, I share. And that is just part of, I get to help you grow your business.
And vice versa.
That is very rewarding.
And vice versa. And that is, it is incredible. And it is a great gift. And you help to shape, like I said at the top of this, you help to shape what we put out to represent our business. And I just think it's incredible. Just incredible. You're doing an amazing job. And we're very grateful. And like I said, I'm just sorry it took so long to get you on our airwaves as Angela. But you made everything happen at the right time. And so, so I think, you know, this is just the beginning. And we're going to continue. And we're going to help you to continue to grow that business of yours and keep folks informed as to what you're up to. So you got to come back.
Well, thank you.
You got to come back.
Thank you. I would love to. You know, I love you guys at the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And see, every time I hear your voice, I hear all of the announcements. Isn't that crazy? I really do. because we've gotten so used to hearing your voice. It is just bizarre. Well, listen.
That's just cute. Awesome.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio Show family in your own way. You know, you're a big part of what we're doing, and we're going to continue that. So listen, Angela, I want to say thank you again. And any last words you want to leave with everybody today?
Oh, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you, Carrie. It is an honor to be a voice on your station and to be promoting, you know, for you. I just love it. And
you.
I look forward to working with your other family members. You know, it is just an amazing opportunity. And I am forever grateful and thankful. You know, it has been just a wonderful experience getting to know you.
Thank you. Likewise. Like we said, you haven't made it until you've made it. Now you got to know to come right on in.
That's right.
You haven't made it until you've made it to.
To the Hair Radio Show.
This year, what does the Thanksgiving holiday mean to you?
Thanksgiving is one of my most, I guess, celebrated or favorite holidays of them all. For me, it's a time of family and celebration, and pretty much I'm grateful for God's graces. At times, some Thanksgivings are a little rougher than others for me because, you know, you remember those who were here that are no longer with us. So it's kind of tough, but you got to kind of keep strong and celebrate and be thankful for what is and, you know, the lessons that they have instilled in you and just carry on. So Thanksgiving is definitely a nice time for family and to see all the family and good friends and just enjoy.
Shabbat.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm starting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of A Swayze Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Terry, over to you.
Well, all right, Angela, thank you so much. It is the mid-show, and it is today, Wednesday, November 16th of 2022. It's our show number 787. So we are so grateful to have you guys join us. We're live. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we're having a great time today. I want to bring to the line some of the folks who are helping us to hold it down today, of course. First, you guys have been listening throughout the show. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, our wonderful co-star right here on the broadcast. Hello, Nicole Marie, and
good
again,
morning,
Nicole, welcome. Hi.
Mid-show.
Yes, to all the fans. And what we mean by mid-show, I guess we should explain that. Mid-show, guys, we're on from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central each day, at least on the weekdays. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So our mid-show is like between 7 and 8 if you're on the East Coast, and 6 and 7 if you're out in Central Time Zone. So we always do a lot of live talk in the mid-show and kind of, you know, bring you guys up to speed on what's happening at Hair Radio and Carapy and our live events and everything going on at Upscale Magazine, Upscale Magazine Radio, our radio, everything. So that's what this mid-show is about, and I'm real happy about that. So let me just say, if you guys have something or comments, press 1 if you've dialed in on the 516 number. We'll see if we can get you on live. Nicole Marie, I want to let me also bring to the line, we have another co-star with us, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who's out of beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. That's down in Virginia. And Michael, are you there?
Good morning, and happy mid-show, Terry Hines and Nicole Marie.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, yes, it's the show. So now,
happy
hold it. Mid-show. Have you guys been listening this morning? Because today was a little bit of a hodgepodge.
Oh, yeah.
I said folks are going to kill me on the music choices. These were my favorite songs. So sometimes I put on a lot of fan favorites, and, you know, we'll play some classic soul, R&B, and stuff like that. And then great artists. You guys know I have a wonderful cachet of amazing music. But then every once in a while I have to put on a Terry Hines jammy song. And so I love Out of Space Cowboy by Jamiroquai. And I also love Controversy by Prince. That was Prince.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You guys just heard the great Diana Ross with The Boss. And Diana has a new song that I love called Thank You. I'll try to get that on for you a little later. Speaking of
great
singers, I don't know, did you guys hear that Roberta Flack's voice has gone because she has ALS?
Oh,
which,
my wife was telling me about that.
Yeah, that was in the news yesterday, the news cycle, and I said, and I feel sorry. Now, you guys know that I have very special memories of Roberta, because she used to travel, you know that I was in the airline industry, and she used to travel through, she used to come through the terminal here in New York, and at that time, her assistant would call me. She would call me and says, Roberta's coming, and they would be in the car, and then when they got there, I immediately took them to the front of the security line so they could get right through. I was a manager at one of the airlines, and I would take them all the way to the front of one. So Roberta would, and she promised to do the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, at that time, it was just the Hair Radio Show, and she had promised to do so. And just like Kanye West, these are folks that I personally asked them to their faces to do our show, and they all had agreed. in addition to some others. So that was that story. So she and the manager separated, or did, you know, they ended their little, you know, their partnership or whatever. And so she didn't get a chance to ever come on our show, but I'm wishing her well. We love her. There is
definitely sending thoughts and prayers to her.
Right there, you, boy, oh boy, between she and Peebo Bryson, and you know, I just, I mean, I don't know what. Well, she was a music teacher, you know. I do remember reading that, and she was just, you know, she's still out there. So we're just hoping and wishing her well. Really, with all of that. So, yeah, so we love our music contacts and music connects and just extraordinary folks. Now, hey, what else is going on? I want to say, you know, I looked at the folks who were tuned into our broadcast yesterday. And, of course, we have folks here in America. Let me just make sure you guys know. We got listeners all over America, of course, from coast to coast. But in addition, we have Canada. Canada, we have a lot of folks who listen in Canada. And I know that's because of Hair Radio Canada and the work of Samantha, who runs Hair Radio Canada for us. She's the Black Beauty Cultural Association, you know, president. And she'll be helping us to anchor our coverage on New Year's Eve. So she's going to, from Canada, she'll be one of our anchors. We have people in all over different parts of the world who will be helping us, and in America. So that's going to be great. You don't want to miss our special nighttime countdown starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on New Year's Eve. That's a Saturday night. So we're going to – it's really funny because we're going to be off in December for about 2 weeks. And when we come back on that Saturday night, we're only coming back to do – the New Year's Eve special, and then we'll be off until, like, I think it's January or something. You know, we come back in.
Wow, so New Year.
Well, it's a lot going on because, well, we'll be right back after New Year's, you know, like that Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. And then we got a lot going on during the holidays. We have Thanksgiving. We got Christmas. We got New Year's. And then, as if that's not enough, we're celebrating our 800th broadcast of this show, the morning edition.
Oh,
and if that's not enough, something that I haven't really disclosed all that much is that it's the 8th year of this morning version. We started on, like, January 5th of 2015, this version, which is the morning show. And so it'll be 8 years in January for that alone.
Wow.
And then if that's not enough, it's like 10 years since I, you know, left my other, the financial industry. You guys know I worked in the airlines and the financial industry pretty much my whole life. So, and, you know, for you guys out there who are trying, you want to be an entrepreneur, you're trying everything, I left my job 10 years ago in May. That we are about to, you know, when, so it's 9 and change now. But, yeah, in May it'll be 10 years. So here we are. And look, it takes time. You cannot, you know, this is what I always tell folks, because I talk to entrepreneurs every day, as you guys know, in Hair Radio. My thing is, folks always, the thing I hear is that they think that they're going to be rich tomorrow. Or they think that, you know, that you're not going to a 9-to-5, that you know, you're really just home. You're not work. I don't know what folks think. I don't get all that crazy thinking. All I know is that for me, it was about if I stayed at that the job, which I love the people down here. Don't get me wrong. It's still, I live one block away from where I used to work in the financial industry. And I love them. They were great. But it was just too much work at that place for me to do. So I would have fallen over. So that's why I really left. I didn't leave because I said, oh, I'm going to go be rich at my own company. I left for my own sanity, if you will.
Right.
And then once
you were following your passion, Carrie.
Well, I did. I'll tell you what exactly happened. This is the first time I've ever really shared this story. You know what? I'll just tell you really quickly what happened. About 10 years ago, this is very time. So it was like in November of 2012. It was November of 2012. And I brought back Hair Radio because I had been in the financial world. I'd been in the airlines. I'd done all these other great things. And so I said, well, let me bring back the company. I didn't plan to just up and leave. I just said, let me just bring back Hair Radio and just kind of jump back in. But let me tell you what happened. And this is for all of you guys out there. And I don't know if I tell this later, but take a listen to this. I was concerned because I thought that my time had passed me by. I thought I was too old to get back into the hair business industry. I thought everybody had gone on because, remember, I've been in this for many years already and established things. But when I got ready to come back in 2012, I said, oh, well, they don't want to hear from me. Nobody even remembers me. This is my thinking. This is how you can defeat yourself.
Right.
And this was my mindset at first. And I didn't think people would have me. And I remember this lady, she hired me to promote her show in upstate New York. And I will never forget it. I went to her show, and she's still out there. She does like hair products and stuff, and she invited me to her event. And I sat on the side with my products. I was just I felt like a little nobody starting all over again. Just sitting there on the side. Nobody seemed to know, you know, they were at the event and stuff. And I looked at her stage, and she had some people on stage and stuff. And I said, oh my gosh, I need to come back and do what I do. And from that point, I started back. It was a slow climb, and I mean slow. And I took it step by step and built myself back up and got to know everybody.
Awesome.
Whoever,
Karen.
You know, had gone on and stuff and the different
aspects
of the industry. But it was really moving for me because, like I said, I felt that. So I know that other folks feel that way at times. Like you just feel that the world is passing you by, or you know, nobody cares about you anymore. And they, you know, I felt like that. That's exactly how I felt.
Right.
So I was able to get a handle on it, and look at me now.
look at you now.
So
that's
look
true.
At me now.
So true.
But listen,
it took some time,
and I put in the hard work. It took 10 years. 10.
Yes.
Nonstop.
Yes.
You guys know this is all I do.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing that is important for folks to understand is that you will never hear me say, when I get rich or when money dies. I don't talk like that.
Exactly.
If when I talk to folks, and if I even pick up that that's all your motivation is, I don't work with you.
Exactly.
Tell
money
me
is
that
not
you,
everything.
You,
right.
Well, money is important, but
it
that
is important.
Cannot
oh,
be
yes, it is.
Your motivation, your sole motivation. Not for me.
Exactly.
I feel like we have a calling.
Well,
I don't feel that this is just...
Yes.
Right.
You know,
yep.
We're here,
Karen, there's a saying that people say, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. And, you know, love
well, I think
what
we
you're
put
doing.
The, I think we put the P in passionate.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
oh, yes,
we have.
We have.
Yes.
I don't think it gets
any
more passionate.
That if you're doing, right.
Yeah,
you
that's
really believe
true.
If you're doing what you love, what you're passionate about, you're helping people to make a difference, the money is going to come. Like you said, don't make that your, oh, I have to get this money, 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 money. But the money will come. You know what I mean? But in doing
right.
what you're doing.
I have always believed, and I tell everybody, focus on the work. Focus on the work.
Right.
You know,
quite
and
true.
That's really what that's what I've done. I've focused on the work.
Right.
And I continue,
right.
That's my whole thing. And I tell everybody. And I don't wait to be a success. I live in success already.
Live in success. Exactly.
Sounds like a plan.
That's what I try to tell folks. It's not a destination. It really speaks to how you go about your life and what you're doing, and if you're serious or not about what you're doing. So that's my little for today. Hey guys, boy, let me tell you this: we got a lot going on. We've got tomorrow. We've got the gentleman. He's got a big event, a big live hair event in New York, happening over the Thanksgiving weekend. So I'll be there in New York. Real soon. His name is Mark. I got to get his last name. Sorry, folks. But Mark will be with us tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So he'll be on around 7 New York time for a brand new interview to kind of talk about his event. And then on Friday, we got Sam Annan from the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. He'll be with us for a drop-in on Friday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So he's in California, so he's got to be up real early on Friday Live. So it's a big show. Plus, we got Dr. Paul Dreyer. He's with us, man with 4 PhDs. He'll be with us on Thursday, Friday to add a special brand of intellect to what we're doing. So I'm real, real, real pleased about that. And, you know, we're just doing our thing and, you know, we're going to take a little bit of a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Let me tell you something. We got a heavy duty piece coming up in the 8 o'clock hour in the next few minutes. So don't go anywhere. This is the first time our listeners are going to really be exposed to some of the things we've accomplished here. So I really want you to stay tuned. I think you're going to really, really appreciate this. So let's go ahead and take our little commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Don't change. Well, we don't have dials anymore, but stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, folks.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Don't care.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City, and I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed kind of edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because if I even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't, we never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I got to say, because we are here in, what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yeah, Fort Greene Park, Brooklyn. Green. We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio.
You know, I don't,
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have, well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of, make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check them out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Well, hello, listeners of Hair Radio, Hair Talk Radio. This is Francesca Rivetti, keeping you in the mix. I am reporting live at the Premier Orlando show in Florida this weekend, and I'm really happy to have a great friend of mine with me. Her name is Taylor Jamieson, and she is an amazing razor hair cutter, and I would say probably best known for her classic bohemian haircut. So without further ado, I'm just going to introduce you to Taylor, and she can take you as a Taylor. Hello.
Hi, good day.
How's it going?
Good, great. Yeah, I'm waiting for a good show with Francesca and David. So we actually call ourselves the Fab Four here at Premier Orlando, and maybe that'll expand after Premier Orlando. That would be nice. So yes, if you're here in the building, come and see us. We're at room 308D. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so tell us, you've been affiliated with this show for quite some time, Taylor. Tell us a little bit about your history with Premier.
Yes, it's been the last 5 years. In fact, the women at the registry actually recognized me, which was really strange because there are hundreds of people here.
Right.
And I was asking a question. She said, oh, yeah, I know who you are. You've been here before. And I thought, wow, that's incredible that somebody recognized me. So that was really nice. But, yeah, the last 5 years I've been involved in Premier Orlando. And before the 2 years that we were off, they did the Premier Florida show. They did Alabama and Columbus. So I've actually toured around with them. And, you know, it's just about networking and, you know, being around all the educators and being on stage and introducing, you know, the razor. It's a classic bohemian system, and it's all done with the razor, and it's actually Sassoon-based. So, I feel like it's unique in that respect, because I was Sassoon-trained, and basically they never used the razor. And I thought this haircut...
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah, right? If anybody's familiar with Sassoon teachings, they don't use the razor, do they?
No. And the haircuts, I felt, were lovely when they stood still, but when they moved, they were pretty heavy. So I do the same Sassoon system that I learned all the years ago, and actually cut it with the razor. It just makes it softer and it makes it smooth, but it's actually cutting and not texturizing.
That's great. Well, that's awesome. So Taylor, how can our listeners, where can they find you? Like, are you on Instagram, Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all of it. Instagram, Facebook.
So it would be...
Taylor Jamieson Education on Instagram. And there's a few actually on Facebook with Taylor Jamieson. Taylor Jamieson, just myself.
Right.
And then Taylor Jamieson Education. Right. And we're working on a website. It's been a wee while getting up and running.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for sharing with the audience. So... again, this is Francesca Rivetti keeping you in the mix, reporting live from Premier Orlando, and I'll be interviewing other fellow amazing artists. And again, this is my awesome friend Taylor Jamieson, and you can find her on Instagram, Taylor Jamieson Education, and also on Facebook. So back over to you, Kerry. Thank you.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage. and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram, and the name of the company is Organic Love Collection, and we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel, so the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say it, I don't know any better way to say I'm so excited to have our very, very special guest joining us right now. She's a long-time friend and literally family member to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about the one and only Cheryl Morrow. Cheryl, good morning, and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
How are you?
I am doing great. It's good to have you with us, first of all. And so I kind of want to jump right on in. I want to take a moment. We have got to talk about this. It is, first, I want to extend our condolences, and on behalf of everybody here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, on the passing of Dr. Willie Morrow, your dad, an incredible hair industry pioneer. I cannot say anymore because it is just an incredible legacy that I want to talk to you a little bit about and get any feeling or any sentiment that you want to share. We have just been, literally talking about this since it happened. And even before that, we've always taken time to recognize this, the Morrow dynasty, I call it, and its contribution to black hair. So, Cheryl, I thank you so much for taking time to join us. And we got a lot to get into, including some big news right now. So, Cheryl, there you go. So I'm going to let you take it away. I just want to say thank you so much again for taking the time to chat with us.
Well, the hair care black hair care radio has been very dear to me and my family, and I just want to thank you guys for all your love and concern. Before we get into, I want to say thank you for all your support, Gary. You've been wonderful.
Well, back at you, and it is a family, and that's what when we go through our tough times and we share and talk it out and. And I want to say, because there's so many folks who listen to us, who are part of our whole network and otherwise, who love you, I can't say it enough. I really, and people you don't even know. I know you don't know them. And they speak of Cheryl like they know you so well because they've listened to you time and time again throughout the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just have to say all of that because they're going to, trust me, they're going to be listening attentively to everything that we have to say, of course, today. So I've got to say now, Cheryl, listen, I want to go back a little bit because, and I saw you everywhere, Cheryl. I really did. I was like, oh, I know her. Oh, that's my Cheryl Morrow. I really did, Cheryl. I said, I have literally just fanned out over my dear friend who I have known for so very long. And a lot of the things now, I knew a little bit about Dr. Morrow, of course, but I had no idea all of that. And the news media, what for me, and you may have, you will have your sentiment about it, but I've got to tell you, Cheryl, I felt honestly for the first time that the news media paid adequate tribute. And that's just far as I'm, concerned, because over here in New York, remember, I'm on New York television, so seeing it on local news and having them tell the story of Dr. Morrow. And I watched every single time it came on, whatever they did, as soon as I was there, And I loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. So I just had to express that to you, if that makes any sense whatsoever to you, you know, hearing it. But I just had to let you know that that's exactly how I felt. I was so proud. So proud. So that's my feeling. Okay,
yes.
So there you go.
Now that
all
you
right.
got that
so,
out the way, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes, okay. Listen, I have to talk to you about some big news now. Okay, and this is really kind of, I've never weighed in publicly like this on the topic, you know, on chemical hair straighteners. I understand all the different aspects and the big spectrum of hair care. So I've always been very careful, so to speak, on expressing viewpoints to a certain degree. I don't mind our guests, of course. They've come on and said everything under the sun. But but when it came to the study that, and I saw the local, speaking of the news, you know, I watched the media very carefully, and I've not seen where major news outlets and broadcast news and broadcast TV have revealed this whole thing about, you know, this linkage that they are talking about with regards to uterine cancer and the higher risk women and minority women and so forth. So women of color, I should say. So I have to say this to me was huge. And it's not something that we could not pay attention to. You know, we're the Hair Radio Morning Show. We should be the very first to be all over it, literally. Wherever we stand and whatever we believe or not believe, it's my responsibility to talk about it. Otherwise, we might as well hang it up at the Hair Radio Show. So I just wanted to get everybody's perspective. And, you know, unless you've been under a rock in the last 72 hours or so, at least at this time that we're putting this together, you know, this has been huge. So I want to kind of start there with this huge news that they're showing that there is a potential linkage between, and this is from their research, again, and NIH, the National Institute of Health, and so many folks, and they've done all of this research and have literally said now without a doubt, and I shouldn't say without a doubt, that's my paraphrasing, but they've shown a direct linkage, and they're saying that the black women are at higher risk. So how do you feel about this, and what would you like to say about our show?
Well, I have gone over back and forth in my mind about what my personal responsibility is as Mr. Morrow's daughter. And the one who has been, you know, advantaged because of black hair care. I've had a really great, you know, childhood, and I had a, you know, really young adult life, and black hair care has afforded me an incredible career and life. And so my responsibility and legacy is to preserve that for other young men and women and entrepreneurs who want to embark in this industry. And so studies like the recent one via a researcher from the National Institute, you know, of Health.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's especially in the American media machine, it's very important to understand and to interpret what you're hearing. And I am personally taking it as an attack, only because the way it's written, and I'm not anti-research, by the way. And one of the things that I'm concerned with, one, it's language. Two, it's inconclusive. Three, and if things are as inconclusive as it is, as it is written, then I don't understand the breaking news and the prime time it's giving it, you know, it's getting. And I know that, you know, you have to follow the money in a capitalist society. And so critically, once you take a look at it, it is sometimes you got to look at the timing of things. You got to take a look at what would be the motive. And I know that other politicians also use the same tactic. And so, but this is personal to me because what is, as many may know, that I'm also a cosmetologist and a teacher of professional PhDs in corporate Beauty America, okay? And so, and the founder of Cosmetic Trichology. So it's very important that, to me, that if things are like that are going to affect economic bottom lines, the professional rank of beauty, the salon world, salon economics, and what the consumer believes to be true, that is very concerning to me. Because black hair care is a legacy. It is an industrial juggernaut. It is highly profitable. And so that concerns me. That is my main goal, is to bring black hair care and to make it futuristic. However, to also bring about a new wave of innovation, hair texture enhancement. But what I will not allow is for junk research and fake news to wither away the stronghold that has been created over 100 years ago. And that is what my concern.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, wow. All right. Let's kind of take a closer look at all of this. You know, and I'm going to say, for me, I've heard these you know, this kind of thing for years. Just to be quite frank, I heard about it for a long time, and many of you guys out there have heard the same. You've heard little mummeries and little, you know, people talking in different pockets.
Yeah.
But I've never seen how it had ever bubbled up to this degree. Now, going along with what you just said, okay, I hear you 100%. And this has can have a great impact on folks. And we're talking about financially and otherwise. And so I do want to talk a little bit more about that, because that's a very good point. But what about those who are, you know, using chemical straightener products? Some of the hairstylists who are using these things, and how do you feel? So let's kind of break that apart. Now, you said you might, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you might, that this sounds like it's, kind of could be fake news, or kind of, you know, there's much more. I'm thinking that there's much more to it in your words. So what, and what you might feel, so what would you like to, how can we further define this? Mm-hmm. Is it, so you don't feel that this is, or the way that it's being spun, because I did read it carefully as well, and I was a little bit, the way that I saw when they talked about the 3% and the greater community and stuff, I had to take a little bit of a leap, I'm going to be honest. And so I get a little bit of what you're saying. I really do, because, I did. I understand. I kind of can feel. I understand how you feel. I believe on this. So what do you tell folks? Because now folks are calling you. I know this is not your first call from me, Cheryl Morrow. So I know people are asking how to make this make sense to them. Because you have some women who, and this is what they live by. So what do you say?
Well, you have to remember that, let's just go back to about 1982, when my father, Dr. Morrow, Willie Morrow, challenged the State Board of California. And because when you come from a chemical background, that most cosmetology board officials, elected or not, or appointed, they are not coming from a cosmetology perspective. Now, they may have a cosmetology background, but that does not serve as an expert on how chemical treatments interact with skin and hair. It's very important.
Exactly.
And to also understand, once these things are formulated, how do, what is the nature of how they behave on a surface, right?
Yes.
And Dr. Morrow made it his, made a trip up to Sacramento, California, and to have a meeting with them and a group of cosmetologists to correct the misinformation, to correct some of the questions on the cosmetology test, to get into the curriculum of a more scientific sound perspective on Afro textures, okay, in a real sound logical, chemical logical framework for how chemicals actually act and not through a guesstimation based on how European chemicals work on European straight hair. It's a difference. So in other words, chemical relaxers are alkaline in base, which means that they are on the high end of the pH scale after six, after seven.
Wow.
And because they have relaxer technology behaving like acid based products such as thio or permanent waving. Okay? Mm-hmm. We mix up those two sciences or chemical actions, you're teaching cosmetologists wrong when it comes to relaxing. And the basis of the cosmetology boards and state boards across the United States, they have not corrected this. And so the basis of how they behave, people are assuming that these things behave like penetrators, like thio and hair color, okay, and bleach. And so once you keep getting that, those two education principles wrong, well, then it festers, and then everybody thinks that these things behave like that. So when research health professionals in research firms across this country and across the world, they go into their research with already wrong and ignorant premise, wrong premises. And those things must be corrected, okay? Because the FDA has relaxers in a category called depilatories. Those depilatories melt. Depilatories dissolve. They don't penetrate.
Right, they kind of pull out or remove.
So the point is, in, at that particular juncture, there is a gross and amount in an industry and a policy malfeasance that you have to correct it so you can educate the professionals who are operating and practicing within the industry. But when you don't have that corrected, then researchers are not even starting correct.
Well, see, that's exactly what I was about. Yeah, I was about to say, where does, because obviously they didn't have anybody like you in the room. I'm just going to go ahead and say that, because I doubt very seriously that they were probably even, you know, looking at it from this perspective, to be quite honest. And so you're saying the starting point was not a good place to start.
Well, here's the other thing, and my many years of experience as serving, clients would hire me to be their expert witness in beauty,
exactly,
black hair, and chemical litigation. The key here is when does the consumer's responsibility and the professional responsibility, where is that line of demarcation? When does the professional industry become responsible and then the consumer becomes responsible, especially when the same substance is sold on the commercial market? You don't need a professional to purchase the same formulation, the same substance, the same product. So where does one become responsible for application and then the other consumer doesn't? And so there are some consumer issues and some professional issues. And these things don't get talked about because cosmetologists are not educated. They're scholar. It's not appropriate or not conducive, shall I say, to defend themselves and to defend their profession and to defend their industry. And so that's why I am taking it, especially when it becomes random attorneys like Benjamin Crump, who is now involved in a lawsuit on behalf of a consumer. See, that's where you start, because the professional and the consumer has the same amount of contact with the same amount of potency, the same chemical, the same treatment, the same cosmetic. And so when you don't have those things talked about and you don't have that kind of information in the industry itself and professionals who are trying to make a living, and the trends of these particular services are still prominent within the salon. So, you know, my goal is to protect that and to protect the legacy of black hair care ownership and control and influence. But I'm not anti-research enough to say that we don't need to make any of these cosmetic treatments safer. What I am saying is that I don't want random research that I know is based and is from a premise that is false, because it has never been corrected. I think that's what I'm saying.
Wow. Well, listen, it looks like you have definitely set a mouthful there, Cheryl, on this. This is really huge to me. First, let me just respond to this on Benjamin Crump. For you guys who may not be aware, he has, as Cheryl pointed out, filed a lawsuit on behalf of a user, as far as I'm aware at this point, just one single user of chemical hair straightening products. And so the folks that are listed in what he has stated are huge. You're talking about gigantic conglomerates, okay? Gigantic, literally, like top folks here, and quite a few of them. So my thing, Cheryl, I just wanted to definitely ask you on this, because and it sounded like you were saying that there might be responsibility on both sides, but you know, whether it is the manufacturers and or the consumers. And so thing about
consider.
Yeah, go ahead, Cheryl.
Yeah. But you have to consider that beauty, perfume, and cosmetic industry is not heavily regulated because these effects are temporary.
Mm.
Number one.
Mm.
Two, FDA does have warnings on certain cosmetics, but relaxers are not one of them for that very reason. The effects are temporary. Mm-hmm. There are some FDA warnings against beauty treatments, but ironically, the FDA warning happens to not ironically go with the research findings that are not linked to cancer or becomes carcinogenic. And why would that be? Why would the FDA not have a warning against them, but then research finds that the ones that they do have a warning for don't have health care implications. Now, that's not logical.
No, I don't quite get that.
That is my problem. The FDA has warning against certain hair color dyes, alpha hydroxy, chemical skin peels, and other things that within the beauty industry. But why, when it comes to real expert, real research, none of those warnings are included in risk factors, health risk factors? That is, to me, not logical. And that means that there are certain, either two things are happening. You don't want to encourage the Y2K natural hair care industry to return to a straight hair or relaxer trend, or you are trying to tell us that all of a sudden you're concerned with black women's uteruses. What are you trying to, because at the end of the day, I am I'm looking at this critically, and I'm not vilifying them for the research in and of itself. What I am saying is, I know you don't have enough beauty, afro hair, textured intelligence to make any conclusion, which you don't anyway, because most of these studies are inconclusive. But I don't like the media it gets in what the implications could be on an economic level in terms of what the influence would be in the economic backlash on hairstylists and cosmetology's bottom line. That's my problem.
Well, first, I have to say, this is really huge. And we may not really get the full impact of this, economically speaking, for a while. But I'm worried about short-term also. Let's talk about the consumers, and then we'll work it back to the litigation and where everything is on that. But, well, yeah, even that. What should consumers do, in your opinion, Cheryl Morrow? What should chemical treatment customers do right now, if you will?
First of all, they should demand that cosmetology not just teach culturalness, cultural hairstyling. For instance, the focus on protective hairstyles in terms of policy,
right,
to me is a minor, because if we change the focus to cultural hairstyling falling under the First Amendment, which is cultural expression, then
right,
we are talking about textured hair being protective under the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, not telling them that we created some subgroup that is illogical called a protective hairstyle, and then we want that to have protections within the private sector to where people can't have dress codes if they want to. Well, then that's not the issue. So demanding we have real Afro-textured Afro-cosmetology, then it will be taught correctly, and then we won't have, as I say, real goofy policy based on things that
right,
really are not logical.
They're just getting into a lot of the training for the cosmetologists and the state boards educating these cosmetology students on Afro-textures. I've just seen it's not even a whole bunch of states yet. So, where it's just being incorporated. And so oh my goodness, this is just going to throw everything, to me it's just like you just,
it's come to a head, and it's just time to one, have the consumers be educated
to the point where they at least know that cosmetology boards are only including Afro textures in what we call a practical manner, which means that as long as we train a European on how to do something, then that's education. No, understanding things work, how chemicals work, the chemistry of black hair care, the chemistry of individuals who have Afro-textured hair, the whole spectrum in terms of science and understanding, and in chemistry and understanding in culture, then the cultural is important. But that is not dealing with textured hair care just because you do it on a social or practical manner, or just learn how to do it. It's not technical. This, the problems that we are talking about now are chemical, chemistry, and scientific in nature.
Right.
And because we want to separate Afro textures out, they avoid this, and this is things that happen, like the studies, the random studies, the junk research, and the fake news, because we won't scientifically deal with it. We just want to say everybody's the same. Oh, here is the standard, and that is coming, you know, home to roost, because now we don't have enough intel. But the intel is there. We've just ignored it, and when the hair movement of the 1960s tried to infiltrate cosmetology, cosmetology said no. Then the black barber industry is the one that embraced it. So therefore, we don't have as many scientific problems within barbering, because barbering dealt with black ingrown hairs in a very scientific way, as we see in the history of the military. They dealt with that. But cosmetology seems to only want to deal with the practical matters of textured hair care, and this is why we have the problems that we have.
Well, I have to say, I'm thinking about this, and let me just go back a little bit because I have a question for you, Cheryl. First, if you guys are just tuning in, let me just catch everybody up. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today our guest, who is really joining us after quite a while, quite a bit. We're so honored to have Cheryl Morrow. As you guys know, I've always called her hair royalty, and that she is, and has always made a big difference here in coming to the show and putting things in, shaping our perspectives, instead of us just taking, you know, just face value at things, kind of peeling back the layers and giving a real good understanding of a lot of this, and like I said, helping us to make sense of this. Now, so we're talking about the chemical straighteners, we're talking about the impact on throughout everything. Like, to me, this is huge. And if you are starting with, that's just one lawsuit, and I'm sure that folks are doing all kind of, what is that, the class action this, they'll be doing all of that, and I don't know, can these companies survive that kind of, you know, picking apart, if you will, because this is ginormous, and folks will be able to maybe, you know, bless you there, but folks will be able to really, the case that this is, something that they've been affected by. So can these companies survive? Cheryl, let me ask you that question. Will it matter to some of them, because they're so rich?
Well, it's not a matter of if they'll survive. The matter is will the trends survive that they have a life cycle like all trends do? But for researchers on the outside with their low level of information, are going to stop the natural life cycle of trends. And so companies that are ready to deliver and to fulfill the trend, well, they have been castrated from it because of junk research. And so
it's not a matter if the companies can survive. It's a matter of can the trend survive to have a natural life cycle of how generation and trends come back and forth and to and fro. We all go to curly, straight, to wavy, and then back and forth, weaving, no weaving, braids, no braids, afro, no afro, straight hair, no straight. Of how cosmetic and beauty trends and fashion trends and all of this. So when the fashion trend of not wearing denim and then everybody's doing something else, and then when it comes back, but now it can't come back because someone said there's something wrong with cotton.
Yeah.
And the cotton and those particular studies are inconclusive. But then so you have created a malfunction in the natural trends of how people gravitate to vintage style and retro style, and then things come back, and then, well, why are you doing that to just relax her? And see, and I understand business very well. I understand that the implications of what is going on in the back end, because at the end of the day, everybody loves money, no more than, I mean, white folks love money than more than anybody. So what would be their motive to do that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I have to look at that. And so that is my main concern. I know that it's going to have enormous bottom line implications.
Absolutely.
And, and so that is one of the things that I am trying to at least not say that research does not have, research belongs in every industry, the computer industry, telecommunications, the medical, you know, the transportation industry, the tourist industry, the food industry, the music industry. It has a natural a progression. But
Black
hair care is not afforded that. That's
true.
Number one.
But Cheryl, to play devil's advocate, when you talk about the NIH, superbly respected outfit, so, you know, and they're the ones who kind of really put this out there, you know, so it sounds like perhaps it could have been done differently. But let me ask you this. Was it needed to address this at all? Was there a need to address this is my question to you, because
But if it needed to be addressed, it would have been addressed through a regulatory institution, the FDA.
While
it's getting front and center news from these off-centered research institutions is very bizarre to me. Now, you know, let's just say, for instance, we lived through the last couple of years of a medical pandemic, a health pandemic. Okay, and one of the things that on the federal level and state level they were dealing with is to convince African descending people to trust the government in dealing with it in terms of creating prevention such as a vaccine, right? And
right.
So my point is that that also dovetails into random concern about me relaxing.
Wow.
Since you have very low, infantile, borderlining moronic information and notice, I still
How do you really feel about it, Cheryl?
Yeah, I think it's odd. And I do also realize that the timing, because there's 22 years on the Y2K natural movement.
Right.
And that movement has been led by also the lowest informed generation dealing with black hair care and cosmetology. And so
now,
when you have that generation, because we're almost, we've got three more years in it, 25 mm-hmm. years, a full generation, right?
True.
And so we're three more years left in the Y2K generation, a natural hair movement. And because these two now, and when they meet research like this, because I tell people all the time, the Y2K natural hair movement, the difference between the 1960s, their parents, is that one was Afro-motivated. Y2K uh-huh. is chemical-motivated. They're not pro-natural. Mm. If that was the case, mm. it would not be to get a curl pattern that is not native to the texture itself. But that's a whole other subject. But I will say, what I will say is that when you have these two entities, the junk research and the fake news, and then you have, and it's meeting and joining a generation that has very low knowledge, it is not a good combination as to serve to infrastructure black hair care in terms of our ownership, our influence, and gaining profits and growing it. Those two forces that I just mentioned, they're just not conducive enough. They are not up to standard. They're not up to par and up to tax. What they're going to most likely do is just ruin a 100-year progression mm. of competitive markets within black hair care, and that's just very that's concerning to me. And I just don't, as an heiress of a black hair care legacy that has expanded beyond 5 to 10 to 7, 8 families, the Bronners, the Gardners, the Johnsons, you know, the Lusters and the Cottrells and all of this rich, I mean, black hair care gave us literally Soul Train.
Okay.
So this is a lot. Black hair care is woven and at the pillar and foundation of the economics of black America as it spans.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, Angela. Yes, it has been a great Wednesday morning. That's the amazing Cheryl Morrow. I'm with Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie. Again, it's Wednesday, the 16th of November, 2022. I just want to thank everybody. It's been a great show. So, Nicole Marie, Michael, what about you
Wonderful.
Guys? Cheryl was great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love Cheryl
Always
Marl.
Love listening to Cheryl. Yes, she always
Me
educates
too.
Us. I love it.
I do too, Nicole Marie. Now, what we're going to do on tomorrow's show, we'll get a chance to talk a little bit. We didn't have a chance to really mention today, but our green room, our virtual green room, which we love here at the Hair Radio Show, is being renamed in the honor of Cheryl's dad, Dr. Willie Morrow, and Cheryl Morrow. Both are legends. We just lost Dr. Willie Morrow, as you guys heard. So we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. Plus, we got so much to talk about. Dr. Dyer will be with us. You guys, if you haven't met him, you're going to enjoy
Great.
This. He'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. We have a special 6 o'clock presentation you don't want to miss as well. So that's tomorrow, Thursday, on the 17th of November, 2022. Don't forget, Friday is our special Thanksgiving show because we're off all next week. We'll be back on Tuesday, the 29th, for the next live 3-hour show. So that's after we wrap on Friday. So we're here with you this week for Thursday and Friday. And then we're off on a break for all week of next week. And we'll be back after the Thanksgiving holiday on Tuesday the 29th at 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central. So I'm real happy. Yeah, today, I kind of enjoyed. Did anybody have a favorite part of today's show? I kind of did.
Mine is always Cheryl Morrow. I mean, mine is just, that lady just, she just blows me away. She really
does.
Well,
Cheryl has so much information and knowledge, and she's such a joy. I loved all of it today. I love Maggie right. Anderson. I loved all of our shout-outs for Thanksgiving. It was just
yes.
such a great show. And yeah, the
so
music
was
a little strange today,
Angela
but
Carey.
We'll be back on track. What was that?
I said, I love Angela. I always love hearing Angela. Her story is such an inspiration.
Oh, Angela, the voiceover, her story was very motivational. And I love how she treats her employees. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That also, too. She is just, it's fantastic to treat your employees like that. It really is.
Yes,
that's where
that's
the blessing comes in.
And such a fabulous model to follow for any new and upcoming entrepreneurs. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
It's all
Nicole
about
Marie.
People. All about people.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yes, it is. Well, listen, we're also working on our brand new outro. So we're putting all that together. There's so much going on at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We're here 6 to 9 a.m. Tuesday live, Wednesday live, Thursday live, and Friday live. This was show number 787. 787.
Wow.
And,
We're getting there.
Well, we're going to celebrate the 800th show on Friday, the 16th of December, on December 16th. So next month, we'll be celebrating, yeah. So it's literally an exact month from today. We'll be celebrating our 800th episode. So, yeah,
awesome.
It's going to be exciting. And then New Year's Eve, don't forget the late night special starting at 10 p.m.
Awesome.
Eastern.
Okay.
Awesome. Well,
definitely don't want to miss that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. I would normally put the outro on, but I promise I want to hear Diana's new song. Here's Thank You, Everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning for the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's Diana Ross. We'll see you then. Have a good day.
Every choice and step I make, every word and breath I take, you're the reason my world keeps turning. Like the blood running through my veins, sunshine when there's only rain, you're the reason my heart keeps turning.